I'm Vivian, the host of What Happened After, a podcast about post-life happens growth. It feels so good to be able to say that out loud. I've been dreaming of this podcast for months now, and I'm so glad that it's finally coming to fruition. If you followed me here from Creating Espacios, my first podcast, first off, thank you. It's been such a good home for me, and every Latina I got to interview taught me so much about who I am, who I want to become, and how I want to get there. You'll find a lot of similar conversation styles on here, but with a little bit more. We'll have more conversations about life and career, how to human, your health, your sex life, your relationships, how to become the person you want to be after a big before and after moment in your life. I've been fascinated with the concepts of before and after since someone told me my mom's death when I was 10 must have been my before and after. I was 10. I barely understood my name at that point and anything about what was happening around me. So determine that as my before and after moment was to ask a lot from a single moment in my life that early on. Yes, it did define me in some ways more than others, but it wasn't the moment that I look back on and say, that's my before and after. So the idea that it wasn't my moment, that it didn't feel comfortable or feel like it felt like it fit me when someone said that it would, got me thinking about what actually defines those before and after moments. Who gets to decide what that moment is? Is it someone from the outside telling you what you should be feeling on the inside? Is it you figuring out how your life is gonna play out based on something that is huge? I don't know, but I did realize that your before and after moment at the end of the day gets to be decided by you. Whether it's something so minute that only you will ever know the way it changed the trajectory of your life, or whether it's something as big as the loss of someone you love, or a diagnosis, or just a regular life event that had you thinking, maybe I don't want to be the same version of myself tomorrow. And how do I get there? And I think that there's enough conversations about the bridge moments, but we don't ever talk about how those before changed into the after. So that's what I'll be doing here. I'll be having conversations with different people and with myself on how those before and after moments actually changed me and what it took to push that change and to keep it there. Because I think that more than anything, they're habits that you end up forming that build out a lifestyle and build out a world where you become more of the person you actually want to be. So it's really, really cool to be here. And I'll be here every single Tuesday for the next 12 weeks through season one, walking you through some awesome people's before and after, plus my own. So it'll be a mix of alternated episodes of really great interviews and really great conversations. And what I can promise you is that at the end of it, at the end of each episode, hopefully, you'll be able to figure out more and more what those before and after moments actually mean to you and how you're going to navigate them to figure out what happens after. So I'll meet you here every single Tuesday, and I'll meet you on Instagram, where I would love for you to share any insights you have on what these episodes inspire for you, any conversations you want to have or you want me to have. And let's make this a community effort, because I feel like so many before and afters feel like the singular moment that you're supposed to figure it out by yourself and climb mountains alone. But really, the fun part is, who's gonna hold your hand while you learn to climb them together?